Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, the voice of reverse mortgages and seniors, hosted by Dirk Gray. My NMLS number is 222-785, and New Mexico Reverse Mortgage's NMLS number is 1102-656. This information is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or a government agency. If the borrower does not meet loan obligations such as taxes and insurance, then the loan would need to be repaid. The information given during the show is not meant to be all-inclusive. Any guests on the show are not endorsed by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. This show is brought to you by our producer, New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, helping you move forward in reverse. And our office phone number is 505-897-4900. Well, today you have me as your host for the entire show, and I'm just going to spend some time talking about things that I've been reading about in regard to seniors, and hopefully you'll hear some things that may be able to help you. I try to keep up with my reading in terms of different publications that I think can give you some insight into some topics and things that you might want to look into. And from the city of Albuquerque, the mayor's office, and also Georgia Armijo Brasher, the director of senior affairs, recently put out their book on caregivers. And caregiving presents a variety of rewards and challenges. The guide is meant to assist those who play the role of caregiving for someone. And I hope that you find the information contained in what I'm going to tell you. This happens to be the pages of the 2017 Family Caregiver Resource Guide. Many of us do not think of ourselves as caregivers, but in reality, many of us play that role. Each day, citizens of Albuquerque assist elders, people who are suffering from an illness, or individuals who have a disability. Some of us voluntarily, you know, assumed the responsibility of caregiving, while others had no choice but to assume that role. I understand that although many rewards come with that role, there are also a lot of challenges. Caregiving requires a lot of energy and can sometimes lead to exhaustion, stress, and depression. I've witnessed that, you know, in our own family. This resource is meant to help lessen some of those conditions. Recently, I became familiar with Hidden Heroes. The mission of this wonderful organization is to bring vital attention to untold stories of military caregivers and seek solutions for the tremendous challenges and long-term needs that they face. The city of Albuquerque has recently become a Hidden Heroes city, and we hope to continue to raise the awareness of the issues that confront military caregivers on a daily basis. And I would encourage you to visit www.hiddenheroes.org to learn more. As your role develops in taking care of another individual, please remember to take care of yourself as well. I think that's really important. The City of Albuquerque Department of Senior Affairs offers services and programs for people of all ages. I encourage you to familiarize yourself with the Department of Senior Affairs if you have not already. You know, since I started doing this radio show and doing Gray Matters, I've been fortunate to have a number of interactions over the radio with some of the staff from the Department of Senior Affairs, and they've got big hearts. They're there to help you. They want to help you. So take advantage of the things that they can offer you. I challenge you to visit a senior or multi-generational center to become a member. Membership's only $13 a year, which is pretty amazing because the facilities are great. You'll enjoy hearing about the various activities, programs, and services that are available. For more information regarding the Department of Senior Affairs, contact the Information and Assistance Program at 505-764-6400 between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. And I want to comment a little bit on on Georgia Armijo Brasher's column, talking about some of the same types of things to help the seniors. The National Alliance for Caregiving and AARP joined forces last year to produce the Caregiving in the U.S. 2015 report. And just some interesting stats that I thought. 82% care for one person who is likely either living with a caregiver or living within 20 minutes of the caregiver. 60% of caregivers are females, 40% are males. The typical caregiver is a 49-year-old female caring for a 69-year-old female relative, most likely her mother. 34% of the caregivers have a full-time job, while 25% work part-time. Caregivers who do work do so for 34.7 hours per week on average. So that's a lot of responsibility, taking on the job and then working as a caregiver. Caregivers have been caring for 4 years on average, spending 24.4 hours per week helping with activities like bathing and dressing and housework and managing finances. Excuse me. I'm pleased that Primetime Publishing continues to offer their resources to caregivers in the spirit of assistance. I was fortunate enough to meet Dan Rivord and the good work that he does with Primetime Publishing. The Department of Senior Affairs is also happy to partner with them and make sure that this publication reaches many caregivers in our community. I'd like to encourage you to call the Information Assistance Program. You can call Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. The phone number is 505-764-6400. Now, let's just move on to a different topic. I thought that'd be kind of fun to do, is just take you through a number of different topics. Let's talk about doctors and questions to ask a doctor and or a pharmacist about medications, because as we get older, you know, these are things that we do on a more consistent basis. Getting complete information about prescriptions so you are clear what they are for and how to administer them critically. Some questions to ask are, why is this medication necessary? What is the dose and how should they be taken? What does it do? How long will it take to have an effect? If it doesn't work, how would one know? What are the potential side effects, which are important? Because I can tell you, I take a number of things for my heart, and they definitely have side effects. And I think it's in fact, I went to my cardiologist, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, and he kind of gave me a talking to because I couldn't answer all of his questions in regard to my medications. And so he didn't think I was taking it seriously enough. And he made his impression, and I made some changes, and I think that was positive. What are the potential side effects? What should the response to those be? Does the medication have contradictions with other medications or food? That's an important one. Should the medication be taken with food or on an empty stomach? Ask the prescriptions be written, or some or all of them can be refiled at the same time, saving you multiple monthly pharmacy trips. That's another thing that I run into. Just because of the volume of the things that I need to take, it seems like I'm always juggling to get things completed. So we've made a better effort at trying to get things done at the same time. If you live separately from the person you take care of or for and are concerned that he or she may not remember to take medications, purchase a pill box with large compartments and lettering and arrange medications weekly. Call the care recipient when the medications are to be taken and take with her or him until they're all taken. Family caregivers should ask for assistance with the costs of prescriptions. Assistance can include the medical practitioner prescribing the most affordable alternative, such as generics. That's something that I've done that has been great. It's helped keep the cost down. That have the same active ingredients as the brand name. Referral to New Mexico Alts Med Bank for assistance obtaining free or low-cost medications, and counseling for Medicare programs such as a discount drug card and Part D prescription drug coverage, you know, information about caregiver support groups, and that type of thing. Also, questions that you need to ask about for a new diagnosis. You know, what does this mean? What parts of the body might be affected? Is this related to pre-existing problems? What treatments are available? If it may improve, how long might it take? How might this affect your daily function? So we're going to come back and pick up from where we just stopped, but it's time for me to take a break. you're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage on 1600 AM and 93.7 FM News Radio, KIVA. I'll be right back shortly. All right, welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, with your host, Dirk Gray. Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, is heard weekly on Saturdays, beginning at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, and streams to a global audience. In our section called Because You're a Senior, these are available to you. What I want to bring notice or have you look into this week, if you have the possibility, the National Park Service are giving, actually, that they're raising their fees for seniors from $10 to $80, but I believe they're lifetime passes. And you can just go anywhere and all over this fabulous country of ours and have that lifetime pass available and have access to all of our beautiful national parks. So that's what I wanted to relay to you this weekend. Because You're a Senior, these are available to you. All right, I'm going to continue my conversation. We were talking about doctors and medications and questions to ask about a new diagnosis. In the second section, other questions to ask a doctor or clinical staff. Does the physician have a case manager who can assist the family or caregiver system? When a patient is discharged from the hospital, is there a discharge planner to assist with follow-up plans at home? Medicare requires formal discharge planning. A home health and safety evaluation consultation must be in order. An assessment can introduce a home health social worker to help broker and make linkages for the caregiver to other resources. And I can tell you again from personal experience, when my dad had one of his heart attacks, that became important for our family, that caregiving piece and having some follow-up support to make sure that things were happening in a timely manner and in an efficient manner. So, okay, a little bit more of communicating with your doctors. If you are a caregiver for a senior, you may find out that you were not getting the information you need about the senior's health from a physician or healthcare provider. In some cases, the provider may not be aware of your role. But there are a few things you can do to ensure that you're fully informed throughout the process. And here are some tips that can help improve that communication process. Identify yourself as the caregiver. Don't just say, "I'm her daughter." Be clear about your role so the provider knows why you're there. Say, "I'm her daughter, and I'm the one who takes care of her at home." Get written permission for private information to be shared with you. Many healthcare professionals will be uncomfortable letting you stay in a room during an exam or taking with you or talking with you about your elder's health because of privacy concerns. Having the elder sign HIPAA forms, that's H-I-P-A-A forms, giving you the right to this information. The form says in the elder's chart, so the medical staff sees it. I should have said the form stays in the elder's chart, so the medical staff sees it. It's also prudent to provide a copy of your power of attorney for health care, as well as a do not resuscitate form if you do not have such documents. Most clinical and doctor's offices visits are short. When you make the appointment, request more time to discuss your concerns or ask for, you know, a consultation appointment. Finally, make sure you take a well-written list of questions to ask the doctor. All right, that covers that. The next thing I saw that I thought was kind of interesting was a silver alert. More than 38,000 individuals in New Mexico suffer from Alzheimer's disease or other dementia. And I may have shared in the past, my grandmother died having Alzheimer's, and I believe when my dad had his second go-around with a heart attack, I think he was in the very early stages of Alzheimer's. So this is a topic that's kind of near and dear to my heart. Statistics show that about 60% of these individuals will wonder at some time or another. The Albuquerque Police Department and the Department of Senior Affairs are working together through the Silver Alert program to ensure missing persons with Alzheimer's disease or other dementia are quickly returned to their families. Silver Alert is a public notification system to broadcast information about missing persons. Let's see, who suffer from Alzheimer's disease or other dementias. The system notifies the public of a missing senior using television, radio, electronic billboards, reverse 911, and traffic signs. The public is also asked to call a phone number if they see the missing person. Individuals who are 60 or older and suffer from Alzheimer's disease or other dementia are eligible to register for Silver Alert. The Department of Senior Affairs will place vital information and a photo of the individual on a USB drive and give the drive to the family member, caregiver, who accompanied the person to the Silver Alert registration. When the family member, caregiver determines that their loved one is missing, they are asked to call 242-COPS, 242-COPS. An officer from the Albuquerque Police Department will come to the residence or the place from which the person is missing and initiate an investigation. If the person is not found immediately, the Silver Alert will be issued, notifying all media sources of the importance of finding the individual as quickly as possible. The alert will contain a photograph of the person, and state their name, description, age, relevant medical conditions, vehicle type if applicable, and their last known whereabouts. You know what? As I go through this stuff, this is really very good information that you guys need to have out there, and take this seriously. And feel free to call our office. You know, the office number is 897-4900, and we'll, if you need information or you're missing information, we'll try to direct you to the right people. So anyway, they get the relevant medical information, vehicle type if applicable, and their last known whereabouts. If you had previously registered your loved one with Silver Alert, this important information will be on the USB drive in your possession that you already completed with the assistance of the Department of Senior Affairs. At that time, you will turn over the USB drive that contains this vital information to the Albuquerque police office working with you. Registration for Silver Alert is ongoing. If you're interested in registering your loved one for Silver Alert, please contact the Department of Senior Affairs at 505-764-6400. Again, that number for the Department of Senior Affairs, Silver Alert, is 505-764-6400. That's really, really good stuff. I'm glad to be able to pass this type of information on to you. All right, we've got a couple of more minutes before we need to take a break. Let's talk about managing your chronic disease. Chronic Disease Self-Management Education Program Summary. The goal of the Manage Your Chronic Disease Family of Chronic Disease Self-Management Education Programs is to improve the physical, emotional health of individuals with chronic diseases and their caregivers by helping them gain self-confidence, by helping them gain self-confidence in their ability to manage their symptoms and how their health programs, health problems affect their lives. The MyCD program is comprised of three evidence-based self-management programs developed by Stanford University School of Medicine, Patient Education Research Center. The Chronic Disease Self-Management Program for Adults with Chronic Conditions and Caregivers, and the Diabetes Self-Management Program for people with type 2 diabetes and those who care for them, and then the Cancer Thriving and Surviving Program for cancer survivors and caregivers. All my CD programs are guided workshops delivered 2.5 hours once a week for 6 weeks in community settings, such as senior centers, churches, healthcare facilities. These workshops are licensed through Stanford and are facilitated by two trained certified leaders. So again, I'm going to have to stop there, but we'll come back and pick up there and continue on that path a little bit more. It's time for a break. You're listening to Gray Matters, a discussion, all things senior, with your host, Dirk Gray, on 1600 AM and 93.7 FM, KIVA. We appreciate you listening to the show. I'll be back shortly. All right, we're back on segment three. Welcome back to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, with your host, Dirk Gray. Gray Matters is heard weekly on Saturdays, beginning at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, and streams to a global audience. All right, we've been talking about things that affect the senior population, and some real good advice coming out of the Primetime magazine and the caregiver guide that Primetime puts out as well. It's wonderful information, so I'm just going through part of it for those that maybe haven't read the publications. But I can tell you from the times that I flipped through them in the past, these are things that you should pick up and become accustomed to reading, because they'll really help you in a number of different areas of your life. All right, we were talking about the MyCD programs. It's the chronic disease programs, the workshops. They're delivered two and one half hours once a week for 6 weeks in community settings such as senior centers, churches, healthcare facilities. These workshops are licensed through Stanford and are facilitated by two trained and certified leaders. One or both whom are non-professionals with chronic disease themselves. Subjects covered in these workshops include techniques for dealing with problems such as frustration, fatigue, pain, isolation, appropriate exercise for maintaining and improving strength, flexibility and endurance, and preventing falls. That's a big one. That happened to my mom more than a few times. Appropriate use of medications, communicating effectively with family members, friends, and health professionals, nutrition, eating healthy, and weight management, and how to evaluate new treatments. The MyCD workshop sessions are highly participative, I guess I'm saying that right, or not, probably, where mutual support and success build these participants' confidence in their ability to manage their health and maintain active and fulfilling lives. MyCD programs do not conflict with an individual's existing health improvement program or treatment plan, but rather are designed to enhance regular treatment and disease-specific education. MyCD workshops are free and run throughout the year. Here's a phone number for you, so grab a pencil. Please call 880-2800 to choose your workshop and reserve your space today. Let me give you that phone number again. It's 880-2800 to choose your workshop and reserve your space today. And if you can't remember that, just call New Mexico Reverse Mortgage. Our phone number is 897-4900, and we'll help you get the information that you need. Now I'm going to give you just some general resource information from all kinds of different places, beginning with the state. The New Mexico Aging and Long-Term Services Ailing and Disabilities Resource Center. That phone number, in fact, just get a pencil and something to write with, and the ones that interest you, just jot down what the phone numbers are and a little bit about what they do. The New Mexico Aging and Long-Term Services Aging and Disabilities Resource Center, the phone number there is 505-476-4799. The New Mexico Department of Health is 827-2613. That's the New Mexico Department of Health, 827-2613. And then there's also the New Mexico State Agency on Aging. That phone number is an 800 number. It's 800-432-2080. Let me give you that again. 800-432-2080. In the county, in Sandoval County, you have the County Public Health Office. That number is 867-2291. Again, that's 867-2291. That's the Sandoval County Public Health Office. The Sandoval County Senior Program is 867-7535. 867-7535. And then out in Torrance County, out in the Estancia area, you've got the Torrance County Senior Services. That's 384-5010. Again, their number is 384-5010. And then you have the Valencia County Older American Program, and their phone number is 864-6739. That's 864-6739. If you need help with household expenses, CenturyLink, their low-income telephone assistance program, their phone number is 800-244-1111. Again, I'll give that back to you. This is CenturyLink, the low-income telephone assistance program, which is 800-244-1111. The next one, home education, livelihood program, is 265-3714. They offer assistance with utilities, rent, food, vouchers to eligible households. One type of assistance can be requested per year by a given household. Again, that phone number is 265-3714. Another one is Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. The phone number there is 342-5766. That's PNM's Good Neighbor Fund. And then Heat New Mexico Fund is 697-3335. If you happen to need a handyman, the Department of Senior Affairs Home Services Program is 764-6400. They do all kinds of things. Seasonal light yard cleaning, installation of smoke detectors for frail and low income, minor home repairs, non-licensed work only. They also do home retrofit, wheelchair ramps, grab bars, safety rails, home bathroom safety equipment for those that are 60 plus. In terms of some food assistance, there's the Roadrunner Food Bank, which is 247-2055. There's also the Salvation Army Emergency Food Project. That's 872-1171. And Silver Horizons, the nonprofit organization whose programs include help with heating and water bills, retrofitting homes with handicap equipment, and providing remodeling services. Silver Horizons is 884-3881. And then the Storehouse, a monthly food box program for the elderly, disabled, and homebound persons. The Storehouse is 842-6491. And again, I want to remind you, if you can't remember these things, you call us at New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, and our phone number is 897-4900, and we'll be sure to get you the information that you need. Access and mobility equipment, A&R Medical Supply. Their phone number is 256-1610. They're actually in three different locales with different numbers, but I think if you can remember the one number, you'll probably be doing well. 256-1610. Access Solutions, 881-4399. And then Adelante Development Center, 341-7135. Groups and organizing. There are a few different groups. Alzheimer's Association of New Mexico chapter is 266-0108. Epilepsy Support and Education Services is 243-9119. New Mexico Direct Caregivers Coalition is 867-6046. And New Mexico Parkinson's Disease Coalition is 219-5065. Retail Medical Supply, A&R Medical Supply, is 256-1610. I believe I gave you that one earlier. Again, they have three locations. And let's see. We're just about running out of time in the third segments, so let's go to break. You're listening to Gray Matters, a discussion all things senior with your host, Dirk Gray, here on KVIA 1600 AM and 93.7 FM. I'll be back shortly. Well, welcome back to segment four. You're listening to Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage with your host, Dirk Gray, here on 93.7 FM and 1600 AM KIVA. And I'm kind of continuing my conversation with myself and with you guys. I'm what you got stuck with today, but I'm having fun. I think this information is critical. So I hope you're getting some good information from it. And what you're not getting, or maybe not remembering, please give us a call, the New Mexico Reverse Mortgage Office. We're down near Montaño and 4th Street. If you happen to be in the area, 5810 North 4th Street, feel free to walk in and talk. And if not, call me at 897-4900, and I'll see if I can't find the information that you're looking for that we discussed on the show today. So, all right. Well, let's just keep on moving. Services for the disabled. There's the Center for Development and Disability. Their phone number is 800-552-8195. There's Easter Seals, 505-852-4243. They work with individuals with disabilities and provide work services, supported employment, personal and social adjustment services, residential services, supervised living, and supported independent living. So they've got a lot on their plate. Footprints Home Care, 505-828-3918. New Mexico Brain Injury Resource Center. That number is 505-849-0921. The New Mexico Commission for the Blind is 505-841-8844. And then the New Mexico Commission for the Deaf and Hard of Hearing. Their phone number is 800-489-8536. Under Transportation Services, you have the Catholic Charities. Their phone number is 505-724-4634. The Department of Senior Affairs Transportation Program is 505-764-6464. And that is medically related or other transportation for persons age 60 plus, wheelchair capability. So if you're in a wheelchair, they can help you get around. And then Geriatric Care Management Silver Runner Transportation Services. Their phone number is 505-897-3009. And then Innova Age Greater New Mexico PACE is 505-924-2650. And then Veteran Services, ADES Home Care is 505-792-8230. Apex Home Health Services is 888-859-9478. Footprints Home Care is 828-3918. And then High Desert Hospice is 585-2604. The Veteran Administration's Medical Center down on San Pedro is 265-1711. And then the Veterans Administration Regional Office is at, I'm going to give you a website, www.va.gov. Let me give you that again, www.va.gov. Their phone number is 800-827-1000, and the extension is number 10. Home health care services that are non-medical. Footprints Home Care, we've mentioned a couple of times. That phone number again is 505-828-3918. For your care in-home care, 798-0978. Home care assistance is 798-0800. They're up in the northeast on Spain. Home Instead Senior Care, 884-0353. Interim Health Care is 633-8620. New Mexico Parkinson's Disease Coalition is 219-5065. Retreat at Home is 938-4652. And then Right at Home, In-Home Care and Assistance. It's up on Academy. Their number is 266-5888. And then some more health care, home health services, non-medical, are AmberCare is 244-0046. Let me give that to you again. I got a little tongue-tied. 244-0046. Apex Home Health Care Services is 888-859-9478. Atencio Home Care is 681-2128. Bayada Home Health Care is 883-4800. Companion Care is 293-5858. And El Paris, looks like Parasol Management Services, is 299-5111 or 865-2994. They're up on McLeod Northeast. And then one last one is First Premier Home Care, which is 271-2120. Under Home Health Care Services Medical, Beata Home Health Care, we mentioned that a minute ago, 883-4800. Footprints Home Health Care, or Home Care, is 828-3918. And then Calaris Home Care is 717-1624. And they also have a website number, referrals@KLARUS Home, HOME, CARE.com. Let me give you a little bit about Loveless, their medical group. Their general surgery is 727-7090. Women's health at Loveless is 727-4500. Another number for women's health is 727-4500. Actually, those two are the same. One is up on Montgomery and one is out on Golf Course. And then they have their gastroenterology department at 727-7833 and cardiology, issues of the heart, 727-6971. Clinic locations, we're about 9 minutes in, so we got a couple more minutes. Clinic locations, Loveless Cancer Care, Radiology, Oncology, is out on Jefferson Lane. Their phone number is 727-7900. The UNM Vein Center is on Wyoming, actually, 7007 Wyoming. Their phone number is 272-8346. Their dental services are out of Montaño. They're 615-0951. Their first aid and CPR training is at 235-8994. And then you've got their medical group on Constitution is 727-3800. Their medical group on Paseo del Norte is 727-4000. Their medical group on the north side, Pan American Freeway, is 727-6200. And their medical group on the west side is 727-6300. So that gives you a lot of information on them. So anyway, I hope that you have found this somewhat interesting. If nothing else, it lets you know there's a lot of information out there and a lot of people out there that are at your disposal that'll do everything they can to try to help you, no matter what your situation is. As we get older, we run into potential problems and ways that we can do some things to help us preventatively as we move through life and as we age. And I think we're fortunate in New Mexico to have some pretty awesome groups out there that we can reach out to for help. Again, call me at the office. It's New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, 897-4900. So I guess that's it for today. I'd like to thank all my guests, the people that we talked about. I also want to thank my KIVA team for making Gray Matters, discussing all things senior, produced by New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, your favorite place for all things senior, reverse mortgages, and you, our audience, for joining today's broadcast. Thank you for listening to New Mexico Reverse Mortgage, the voice of reverse mortgages and seniors in New Mexico. If you'd like to call, our office number is 897-4900. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Dirk Gray.